Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, 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 in our hearts, there is that acknowledgement that His love to us is unconditional. Good songs of worship tonight. Eka nongonoko wa wena intimate moments. Waikuma eka www.radiopulpit.co.za. Neleka DSTV channel audio bouquet 882. Two songs in a row. Tomoya by Tahila Worship Ministry. And before that, Mercy Chiwo, Access La Vo. Well, being in the kingdom, it means that the king of this kingdom, the Lord Jesus, does care. And He has given us His word in order to navigate this life. And this life might be difficult if He is not with us. But we're grateful that He promised that, lo, I am with you even unto the end of the age. Look at that. That is the guarantee that we have. Bonani nzinangwina ukokuhela misaba. Since, well, he is on the move, he's working behind the scenes, it means that the Christian journey will always be easier, so to say, if Jena is acknowledged. Now, I really don't know, since, well, Pastor Mko is preaching like this, are you motivated? Are you encouraged as well? To say, I'm going to look unto Him because Jena, He is my Savior. Jena, He is my life. Look at your life, the way you are being preserved, the way you are being kept daily. Ah, that is absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Back to the music on your daily companion, Puleng March. This is Defila Medley.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Welcome to the final hour. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition, Intimate Moments, 657 AM. www.radiopulpit.co.za. DSTV channel audio book 882. The final hour. Pastor Mko is here. My name is Thompson Mashak, and indeed, as always, good songs that we are going to play and usher in the servant of the Lord. I am so encouraged to hear how the servant of the Lord articulates these biblical issues to us. And we are mindful of the fact that God is the God of his word. And when you look at the word of the Lord, largely, all things were created by the word. And we are created also into his own image. That's why when we go back to him, we are able to link up very, very well. Because we know that we are created into his own image. Now, the Bible is very clear with regards to life. In him, we live. We move. We also have our well-being. I mean, in Christ Jesus. Now, being the Lord of our lives, it means that we can say, Junisiwa wena. You know the song that we played by Puleng March? It's very beautiful. And back to the music as well tonight. Back with the conversation tonight. Victor Mulaba. Uri Egaminana wena, as we bring in this final hour, the servant of the Lord, Uri Jerusalem. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Love it, love it, love it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
The conversation continues. This is Intimate Moments on your daily companion, Radio Pulpit. We love this conversation. Should you want to navigate, you need the word. The word of God teaches you about redemption. Now, what does Paul says, Marut, as we continue with the conversation in Colossians chapter 3? Perhaps you would love us to read for the family. We are continuing with the word, the teachings of the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think let's read Colossians chapter 3, 16 to 18. I'm reading from the NIV.
Go ahead.
And it says, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, through hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Now, I'm so grateful for that. The very same Paul who wrote and gave us last week the background of Timothy, you spoke about it largely. Now, here we go now going forward. He says the word has to dwell. And I remember previously you read Psalm 119, but hold that verse. Psalm 119, verse number 11. I treasure your word. Look, I treasure your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So all by and large, ntatemuko, kilinchu, kilinchu. Go ahead and talk to the family.
Let us carry on with why we have to study the Word of God. Okay? The word of God, or the Bible, teaches us who God is. How to love God and love others, even your enemies. How to live wisely. And it teaches us about the story of redemption. And it also teaches us how to stand in trials and how to grow spiritually. Now, with reference is Colossians chapter 3, from verse 16. What does it say? It teaches about Christ-centered living, that we should be grateful to worship. Gives us wisdom that is shared in community. It gives us purposeful action, what we need to do, and also respectful relationships. Verse 16 says, let the message of Christ dwell richly among you. The message of Christ, which is the word. Let us encourage one another with wisdom through teachings, with psalms, with hymns and spiritual songs. Let us worship God with gratitude in our hearts. Verse 17, we should do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And it reads as, whether in word or in deed, act with purpose and thanksgiving, honoring God through Christ. We need to honor God through Christ. And it brings in the respect that wives need to have to their husbands. So this is an example of, it's not just about women respecting their husbands. It's also about us respecting each other's. It's also about us respecting the church. It's also about us respecting one another, respecting the church, respecting our leaders, respecting people that have been placed before us. Because the word will teach, the word will guide, the word will definitely give us repentance. So the word teaches us also how to grow spiritually. It's a spiritual nourishment. Like newborn babies, we crave pure spiritual milk so that by it we may grow up in our salvation. That's just paraphrasing 1 Peter 2, verse 2. And the word of God also equips us for every good work, as we referred to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, that you referred to last week. The word of God will equip us, will show us, will guide us in doing good, doing the good works. The word of God will guide, will show us, will show us the way, will light up our paths, so that whatever we do it in truth, we do it in honesty. Because if we don't do it like that, then we are not following the word of God. The word of God teaches us to know and understand that all scriptures, Old and New Testament, are all God-breathed, so that we, as the servants of God, may be thoroughly equipped, so that whatever we do in truth, we do it in honesty, and we do it guiding, we do it in love as well, guiding each other through it. And I like it, because when I meet with fellow Christians, fellow children of God, and we talk about the word, we all learn. It's not about me knowing more about it. It's about us sitting down together and studying it. And I'll encourage each and every of our family members to also study and ask. Send a message to Ntate Mashakeni and ask him, you know, where you don't understand, where you are studying and you don't understand. You ask him, and he will definitely reach out and he'll call us together. Ask me and other pastors to say, here is a question from one of our family members. Let's just help our family member. We need to study the word of God. Studying the word of God prepares us to lead, not only to lead, but to serve as well. Because when you do, when you live according to your purpose in life on earth, you are serving. And how to love others as well. When you love others, you don't select which ones you love. You love everybody. You love your enemy. You love your friend. You love your family member. You even love the one that is kind of persecuting you. You love the person that hates you. You love the family member that said these words to you when you were still young. You will never become anything in life. You love them because the word teaches you to love, and you don't select who you love. you love everybody. As I said, you love the enemy. So the Word of God will prepare you to love others as well. The Word of God will prepare you how to lead others. You cannot lead others to Christ without studying the Word. You need to study what Christ is teaching us so that when you lead people to Christ, you know exactly what Christ is saying. Just like Paul. Paul studied the Word. Paul knew the law, but he studied the Word of Christ. He studied Christ's Word so that when he was leading the Colossians, the Philippians, when he was leading Timothy, he was leading from a base of knowledge from the Word. And to serve, as I said, you do not serve by just giving food to people. You serve from the heart. You serve, when they ask you to come and do something, you do it out of service. When you are in church and your pastor says to you, "Can you pick up these papers for me?" You don't say, "I'm older than my pastor, I cannot do it." You serve by picking up those papers. You are serving as an example to the young people to show when we are at church, we are all the same age. We may have had different experiences, but we are the same. We are the same before God. We are the same before Christ. So when you study the Word, it'll teach you to also serve. You know, so that is what I wanted to share today, my family. Let's just keep on studying the Word. And as I said, when you are studying and you find there's something you don't understand, send a message to our WhatsApp number, to Radio Pulpit's WhatsApp number. Dr. Mashakeni will give it to you.
Sure.
And ask. Dr. Mashakeni will then call us.
Yes.
To say, "I've got a question from a family member. Can we help our family member?" And when you do that, when you ask a question, you also help us to study further. Because as I said, we don't know it all. We are students of the Word of God. So let's keep on studying the Word of God, family.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
for me, a strong tower from the enemy.
We thank God for his loving kindness to us. The Lord who always show up to us. And thank you for the wisdom that when the word is read like this, as the servant of the Lord continues to teach, we receive the blessings, we receive the wisdom. And this wisdom in particular comes from the Lord. This wisdom in particular comes from the Holy Spirit. And we just want to hear, you know, some of the things that we might have learned with regards to the teachings of the Bible. And the servant of the Lord is going to summarize everything. Now, the Bible teaches us how to pray, teaches us how to acknowledge that he is making the difference in our lives. That is the bottom line, actually, of saying to the Lord, we are surrounded with so a big cloud of witnesses. Huh? Let us lay aside every weight. And then, a child of God, we are looking unto Jesus. Why? Because he's the author and the finisher of our faith, who actually endured the cross. So this program is all about Jesus. It's all about the word. It's all about the kingdom of God. Let me bring in the servant of the Lord, just to hear what he had to say. Reginald Nkosi, siyabonga Jesu. It is so befitting. Na wenunga vula leswaku xikwembu xa mina moya wa mina wa ku khensa imasiku ni masiku. Here we go.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
My family, intimate moments always give you the very best. In terms of information, my family, we started the conversation with regards to the researching, meditating on the living word of God last week. And the servant of the Lord, Ntate Muko, did justice in terms of explaining what 2 Timothy chapter 2:3 verse number 15, 16, 17 means. Now, in a scenario where somebody was given a topic like this, it could be in a conference, it could be in a church, we call it a series. And the servant of the Lord will say, after 4 weeks, this month, we have been talking about this and this and this. But now let's go back into the basics and learn and hear what we have learned, you know, and summarize for us. And I want to summarize for you what we have learned. But what I know is that Ntate Muko is here, servant of the Lord. What a privilege. What a privilege, man. Just to study, sit down. Now, retutilei ngwana morena after these 4 weeks kaofela.
What we were trying to do is to show the importance of studying the Word of God. Because when I started, I said, reading and studying are two different things. Yes, we commit them to memory, but studying, it's more engaging than reading. So when we study the Word of God, it reveals God's will to us. And it equips us for righteous living. The Word of God strengthens our faith and it transforms our hearts and minds. So you cannot study the Word of God and remain the same person. So point number one, studying the Word of God reveals God's heart and will. The Bible is God's inspired word. It is inspired by God. It shows us who he is and what he desires for our lives. Through scripture, we understand his promises and we understand his plan for humanity from Genesis up to Revelations. Point number two, the Word of God equips us for life. In Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, the word is profitable for teaching, for correction, and training in righteousness. It prepares us to face challenges. It prepares us to make wise decisions, and it equips us to live with integrity. Point number three, the word of God strengthens our faith. Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you study the scripture, you study your trust in God, and then God is your anchor during trials. You cannot go wrong. The winds will not blow you away because you are anchored in Christ. You are anchored in the Word of God. Point number four. The Word of God transforms our thinking. The Word renews our minds. It helps us to reject the worldly patterns and embrace godly wisdom. You cannot be the same after being transformed by the Word of God. So it will transform you. And it will also help you to embrace the godly wisdom. The Word of God shapes our values. It shapes our attitudes. It shapes our responses to life's complexities or life's challenges. It will shape you. It will shape your values. It will shape how you behave when you are in front of people and how you respond when life hits you hard. Point number five, the Word of God builds community and encouragement. When shared in worship, in teaching, and in fellowship, the Word unites believers and fosters spiritual growth. We all grow spiritually when we meet, when we study together, when we share the Word of God, we grow, you know. So we become a community of believers. And what we want to do is grow the circle bigger, as people say. We want the knowledge to grow into other people that do not know the word, that do not know Christ, so that they can also know, that they can also grow spiritually, so that they can now start living righteously. The word encourages, it convicts though, but it comforts as well as it brings healing and hope. So in short, studying the word is not just a spiritual discipline, it's a lifeline. Studying the word of God is, we hear God, we start to grow in grace, and we walk in purpose. Because when we were formed in our mother's wombs, we were formed for a purpose. So as I said last week, when you get born, you are born into a purpose, and that purpose is God's purpose for your life. Doesn't matter in which kind of family you are born into, you are here on earth to serve a purpose. So when you study the word, you get to now understand the purpose that you were born for. Why were you born? Why were you born into this family? Why does your life take this line? You were born to teach. You were born to show people how powerful studying the word of God can be. You are born to reveal the truth about God for our lives. So keep on studying the word of God, because it's not, as I said, it's not just a spiritual discipline. It's a lifeline. When you study the word of God, your life becomes easier, because you know, even when you face difficulties, even when the arrows of life's challenges come, even when temptations come, even when anything falls on top of your head and wants to crush you, you've got the word of God that you can lean on. You just go down, pray so that God can guide you in this word, and your life becomes easier. Becoming easier doesn't mean challenges are not coming. It still means challenges are there, but you are able to navigate through these challenges. Just like you navigate through traffic during peak time, you are able to navigate through challenges. You don't take a medal for all your achievements. You say it's all through God's grace. It is not by me. It is all through God's grace. So let us keep on studying the word of God, family, and let us find out. Let us ask where we don't know. Let us ask our pastors. Let us ask our leaders in the church. Let us ask, from Radio Pulpit as well, because we will give you the platform to ask. And who will respond? So just ask as you're reading, as you study. So don't just read, study, because it is very important for us to study the Word of God, because the Word of God will correct us, the Word of God will guide us, the Word of God will lead us. Let us live in love. Amen.
That's it for tonight. Oh, my dear brother, Dademko. Thank you so much for the family Baneba Dutsi Fatsi listening to these teachings. Much appreciated to you. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we just want to honor you, Heavenly Father, for the teaching of the Bible. Paul says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman which needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Bless the family who listened. Bless the family in all areas of their lives. Bless your servant, In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare and decree blessings upon your servant. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Dear brother, shalom.
Shalom, my dear brother. Peace unto you and your family.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.